Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are back on this special morning, Thursday, October the 1st, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour, and we are celebrating the birthday of Mary Ellen Withrow, a surprise celebration this morning. Mary Ellen is live with us in studio. She will turn a special birthday tomorrow with a zero in it, and here comes some more of our special guest here this morning in studio to celebrate Mary Ellen's birthday. We're joined by Marion City School Superintendent Dr. Ron Arusi. Linda Sims here from the station. Glenn Coble has joined us. He will join us in a few minutes, and we're joined here by the mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer. So we're glad to have him in studio as well. Mayor, come over, find a seat, and we'll see what's going on. All right. Mayor, how are you?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Wow,
good morning.
Good to be here.
Good,
it's
to,
good
see
to see
you.
Everybody in person,
it's
right?
Good to see you. We're all back together for a minute.
So, wait, why are we all here this morning?
Do you know why? Did you see the balloons?
Is it somebody? Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
That might explain it.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that lovely?
Now, for those listening on radio, the cake has just come in the room, the cake from the L&P Cake Shop here in Marion. And we'll get some pictures of this cake, and we'll put it up on Facebook for you later on. So this cake will be on Facebook, so we'll let the listening audience see that later on. So the cake is here.
Okay.
Mayor?
Very nice. Happy birthday, Mary Ellen.
Thank you.
It is always good to see and be in the presence of Mary Ellen Withrow. And I brought a little memorabilia of myself and Mary Ellen. This goes back a few years when I worked for her when she was the treasurer of the state of Ohio. Do you remember that office? I'm sure you have to. You spent so much time in that office. That is your office.
That's in Columbus.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
It was a good office.
This was, I'm guessing, this was sometime around 91 or 92. So this is before you became the United States Treasurer.
Yes.
Because
that
was about the time period that I worked for Mary Ellen in a couple different capacities. One, in the office of the state treasurer, and then two, after that, worked on her campaign committee for a short time until she left Ohio for a short time to get her name on the dollar bill. So,
okay.
Well, Mayor, when you were coming up and being with Mary Ellen, what did she mean to you as somebody from Marion, Ohio, who was doing well on the state level, then the national level in politics?
Well, there's no doubt about it. Mary Ellen has had a huge influence on a lot of people, and I am one of those people that she has influenced. And you think about the influential people in your life that have maybe helped you get to where you are. I give credit to my mother for teaching me about the value of family and unconditional love. My grandmother, Millie Sonnenstein, 43 years as the director of volunteers at Marion General Hospital, who really kind of pushed me, not pushed me, that's the wrong word, influenced me to go into the world of public policy and politics. And then one of the very first people I worked with, I was so fortunate to be able to work for Mary Ellen Withrow as I stepped into that arena shortly after I got out of college. And did a variety of things with her, for the state of Ohio through her leadership as the state treasurer. So traveled with her a little bit every now and then on the weekends when she had a weekend trip to make somewhere. I would drive and I remember one time, she probably won't remember this. We were driving somewhere. I was driving. And somebody pulled out in front of us, and I had to slam on the brakes really quick, and you just have that reaction. And I put my arm in front of her like this. She goes, I do the same thing with my children.
Well, you know, Mayor, it's interesting because we were talking about this in hour number one. For somebody who has a wife, mother, two daughters, for women, what has Mary Ellen meant
Well, there's no doubt about it. But I mean, both my daughters know Mary Ellen Withrow. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. I don't know. She has been influential on a generation of women in the time and tenure that she has been in public policy. You know, I think the younger generation really needs to be aware, especially the younger generation in Marion. This is where she came from. I mean, it's not too often that we get to brag about one of Marion's own that becomes a statewide elected official. That in itself is a huge task. But we forget that she was the first woman on the Elgin Board of Education. And so she was groundbreaking in her entire career, and then to go on to the national level to serve as the United States Treasurer is just astonishing. And it's really great to be, it's great to have her back home. You know, I remember when I wasn't sure what she was going to do at that time. I was on city council, and then you hear that she's coming back home, and I'm like, wow, yeah, that's all right. Good for her. Yeah. She's coming home.
Yeah. And how many people do that after a long career in Washington, and you decided you were going to come back to Marion?
Well, I stayed in Washington for a while. I was there for 17 years, and then I decided it was time for us to get back.
Yeah. What's it been like to be back in Marion these last 10 years?
Oh, it's been great. I'm here with my family and people that I knew my whole life, and you always like to be home. There's no place like home.
We have our mayor here, and he was with you, as he said, there during a lot of occasions. When you knew he was going to run for mayor and have seen his career develop, what have you made of that?
Well, I was so excited. When anybody that had been with me ran for office, I was just so proud of them, and I'm very proud of him. And I'm proud of John
O'Grady,
too. He's the commissioner in Franklin County, and you're just so excited to see people carrying on. Yeah, you really like that.
Now, what kind of boss was she? Level with us. Level.
Boy, are you putting him on the spot?
Yeah, that's right.
The really hard questions now.
You know, you always felt like you were working with and not for. And that was so great. She was awesome. When she walked up to the podium to give a speech or to do a presentation or something, she really knew her business. After the election was over, the politics was done. And I wish we had more of that today from our elected officials. The politics is over. It's like at the end of a football game. Coach knows this. You shake hands, the game's over, you move on, you get ready for the next opponent. In politics, you get ready to serve the people. And that's what Mary Ellen Withrow did.
Absolutely. Now, when we look at that day, March 1st, 1994, when she was sworn in as Treasurer of the United States, so many people from Marion were there in the room. What are your memories of that day, knowing this was happening?
Well, obviously, I was very excited for her. But there was also a small part of me that hated to lose Mary Ellen Withrow. I hated to see her leave Ohio politics, because being a part of her campaign committee, I had an inside track of things that we were talking about that might have been her next step. But I was glad for her, sad for Ohio, but I think it turned out best in the long run.
And as you said, people in Marion should know this. They should know about this part of Marion history. It is it should be taught in the schools, really, should it not? Everybody should know about this woman.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I do believe at the high school they do a local history class. I don't know if it's an entire year, but I can't imagine that the social studies teacher that is teaching that class does not have a chapter for Mary Ellen Withrow in there.
And that's Brett McCreary. He does
absolutely
a nice job with that.
Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I don't think this has ever been on radio. It's about 2.5 minutes long, but we're going to go back on this special day here. This is March 1st, 1994. One of the voices you will hear is Vice President Al Gore, and the other voice is Mary Ellen Withrow. This is Mary Ellen's swearing-in ceremony in Washington.
So, Mary Ellen, congratulations to you. And now, if you will... stand here, and Norm here, and come on in close ranks if you wish. If you would raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Mary Ellen Withrow.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties of the office.
Discharge the duties of the office.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. When I first went into public service on a local school board in 1969, I had no idea it was going to lead me here. After 25 years, a quarter of a century from Marion, Ohio to Washington, D.C., and I have loved every step of the way. I wanted to just present something to the secretary and the vice president that I have with me today. We're talking about bucks. And we're talking about greenbacks, and I want to say there are a lot of Buckeyes in this room, I know. And we're proud to be Buckeyes, right? Well, I'd like to present one to the vice president. And one to the secretary.
Yeah. That was the swearing-in ceremony for Mary Ellen Withrow, March the 1st, 1994. One of the voices there was Vice President at the time, Al Gore, and Lloyd Benson. I looked at that video last night, is also in that video. What are your memories of that, Mary Ellen?
Well, I remember Al Gore said he was going to go through the whole thing without stopping.
He let you know what he was going to do.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's nice when he knew your husband's name. He was ready to go.
He was prepared. He liked Norman a lot, and Norman liked him a lot, too.
I want to just touch on this, Mary Ellen. Recently, a picture circulated. You and Norm have been married 72 years?
Yes, yeah.
How does that happen? 72 years.
I don't know. I don't know, but it happened.
When you hear that, what's the first thing that pops in your mind when you hear yourself and the vice president that day?
Oh, I think of all the good times. We had a lot of good times with Al Gore. I just thought he was terrific, and I was so depressed when he didn't make it in 2001, but that's life. So, thanks to the Supreme Court. who are not supposed to be political. Yeah.
Well, on that particular day, they might have been. that's tough. That's tough. But, you know, your career spanned 1969 through January of 2001. Mm-hmm. Is there a position? I mean, obviously, Treasurer of the United States, I think, was your favorite. Hold on, we're going to take this phone call. Because, Mary Ellen, if you want to put the headphones up to your ear. Okay. This is a gentleman who knows you very well. We've had him on this program several times. He's been in studio, and it wouldn't be today without him. He is the 68th governor of the state of Ohio. Ted Strickland joins us via telephone.
Oh, okay.
Governor, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, and Francis is here with me, and we just want to say a happy birthday to the wonderful Mary Ellen Withrow.
Well, hi there. Thank you very much. It's so good to hear from you.
Hey, Mary Ellen. Are you ready for any more car rides?
Oh, I am. I would like to go see Ruby again.
Do you have a recent report on her?
No. Is she's still doing okay?
Well, I need to check on her, too. I haven't followed up with her.
Yeah. Well, I thought of her the other day, and, you know, she was always such a strong person at the conventions with her hat, so.
Oh, boy. She always managed to be highlighted, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yes.
Governor, what are your memories of being around Mary Ellen Withrow?
I remember Mary Ellen being a very strong speaker. I always enjoyed her when I would go to the the various Democratic events, hearing her speak, because she speaks with great distinction and passion. And I think that's the characteristic that I most admire about Mary Ellen, is her ability to communicate and to do it with force and passion.
Absolutely. Governor, we've talked a lot about this this morning, about where Mary Ellen's place is with women, for all she did for women, starting back in 1969. Where do you think she stands as a role model for women coming up in politics today?
Well, she was a trailblazer and sort of demonstrated that women can do the job and do it well. And as the late Justice Ginsburg said, women just, they don't want special treatment. They just want the men to get their feet off their necks, so to speak. But, you know, I think it's a lot easier for women today in politics because of the, the experience that Mary Ellen has demonstrated with her huge success politically, both here in Ohio and in Washington.
Absolutely. You know, where do you think Mary Ellen's place is in the history of Ohio politics?
Well, Francis was changing my phone here for me, so I had a better connection. So, if we're talking about Ohio politics and the influence of women, Mary Ellen's up there at the top. She was preceded by Gertrude Donahue, and I remember Gertrude being a convincing, forceful speaker. And lo and behold, Mary Ellen comes along and fills those shoes and goes on to do even greater service to the state and to the nation.
Absolutely. Well, Governor and Mrs. Strickland, it is so, we're so proud to have you be a part of this celebration this morning. It wouldn't have been the same without you, and I hope you're both doing well. And thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Well, thank you, and once again, happy birthday, Mary Ellen.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the air with me.
Have a great day.
Yes, bye-bye. I hope I see you for long.
That would be wonderful.
Yes.
That is the 68th governor of the state of Ohio, Ted Strickland, and his wife, Frances Strickland. You know, I remember at your last birthday 10 years ago, the last birthday with a zero in it, that they were, Francis came there.
He was running for office.
He was running, an election year.
Yeah.
And she is just the nicest lady.
She is super duper, yeah.
I had a chance to talk with her that day. You know, Mayor, you've had some experience with Governor Strickland. Just a good governor, good guy, nice man.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It's so interesting to hear some of the names that are coming up on Mary Ellen's birthday. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot about Ruby, and it's so nice I mean, oh, wow.
We went to Ruby's birthday party, Francis and I, and she was 90. she worked for me. And, that was a few years ago, so.
Now, she did the Pledge of Allegiance at the 2016.
Yes. Yeah. I walk in the house and my TV's on, and there's Ruby doing the Pledge of Allegiance. And she's got to be 93 or 94. I mean, she's got to be up there.
Now, what was her connection to you, for the audience who might not know?
She worked in her territory for me. She was one of my representatives, and she was she was from Carroll County, and she had she said she had to get rid of I forget how many men to be chairman of her county. And she was a riot. I mean, she just was so much fun. I was on an elevator with her, and one of the other candidates that was running against me was asking her for his vote, and she said, "I'm voting for Mary Ellen Withrow." You know, I never forgot that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, one of the other people who's joined us here, Jeff, if you want to come over here for a minute. No, come on. We're live now, Jeff. Don't hang me up on the air like this. Jeff Ruth, a longtime radio personality here in Marion, is going to slide on over here to a microphone because Jeff's got a story that I think is an interesting... You know what story I'm going to ask you? Mary Ellen, we just heard that... It might have been the first time that that's ever been heard on radio in Marion.
We didn't have it on the air.
Didn't have, and this is why. Now, March 1st, 1994, you were back here in Marion. Mm-hmm. Terry Cole, who was at MRN at that time, is off... Take the story.
We actually sent Terry to Washington to cover the story. And for us to pay for anything like that was unusual.
Big dough.
But Terry went out the day before, checked the equipment, everything sounded fine. Well, at noon, and of course, we were promoting this for 2 weeks, you know, Terry Cole, you know, live in Washington covering, you know, Mary Ellen Withrow. And of course, all morning long, that's, you know, don't forget noon. So, you know, 10 to 12, we ought to be hearing from Terry pretty soon. 5 to 12, well, I'm surprised we haven't heard from Terry yet. Like 2 minutes to 12, maybe we should call Terry. Couldn't get through. 12 o'clock, uh-oh. What do we do now? 5 after 12, there's no Terry. We can't get a hold of him. He can't get a hold of us. 10 after 12, quarter after 12. Finally, it was about 12:30. He was able to get through. And of course, by that time, all he could do was kind of summarize what had happened. There were so many people there. And, you know, this was back really kind of when cell phones were just in their really their infancy. And we didn't have a landline or anything. And there were so many people that were connected, he just couldn't get a signal out. And, of course, he felt horrible. And, you know, we, of course, promoted it for 2 weeks, and we never did get anything on the air. So we felt bad about it. But Terry felt really, really bad about that for a long, long time, that he kind of, you know, let the station down. It was just one of those things that happened.
I'm glad 26 years later we were able to rectify this. It only took 26 years, but we got it done. It was finally heard, and we finally got through. Being in the media at that time, and you had been in the media for about 15 years at that time, what was it like to have somebody from the town you're involved in the media with go to the national level like that?
Oh, it was... I mean, other than Warren Harding, I mean, it's really the first time we'd ever had anybody at a, you know, federal level like that. So it was something that Marion could hang their hats on.
Yeah.
And you still hear people say, Marion, oh, yeah, Warren, Bill Cunningham had him on, or he was on WLW either yesterday or the day before, and something came up about Marion, Ohio. And he said, you know, home of Warren Harding. Oh, he was talking about the campaign between Cox and Harding. Cox from Dayton and Harding from Marion, Ohio. And didn't mention Mary Ellen. But it's nice to be able to say, yeah, Marion's the home of Warren Harding and Marion's the home of Mary Ellen Withrow.
Well, I would just think because of the ages of everybody in this room of that era, and I still do this, when anybody hands me money, I look at the signature.
I still do too.
Yes, it became a thing. Yeah. And at that time, everybody was doing it because it was everyone, and you still get them. Mm-hmm. Not too long ago, I was somewhere and a 50 came back and there was Mary Ellen's signature on it.
Yeah.
How much is left in circulation with your name on it? Do you know, Mary Ellen?
Not much. The Federal Reserve only has $10 bills, and I'm not sure those are still there. I tried to get them the other day to see if they did have any left. And there's no, it was the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. The Federal Reserves, I think, still have some. They had these four sheets and that still around.
When Dennis Kucinich called in earlier, he talked about your signature, and it is very distinct. Right. You got one?
Right there.
Look at that.
You're kidding. Right. Now, how did you happen to have that?
I just
looks new. It almost looks new.
I have...
That's right.
Jeff pulled out a lot of ones here
like
in the studio.
$19 in my wallet. I just opened my wallet
and
up.
And you haven't been hanging on to that?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Well, that's amazing.
That was like the fourth or fifth bill that I looked at.
Well, good.
Yeah. So there are dollar bills
never,
still out there.
I never would have looked at
that. You never would have looked until
that, yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, I'll put that at the top of the list.
put that on top, which you have to do with Marion.
Or maybe I should put it at the bottom, and then I can keep it that way.
Well, one thing I want to talk about, and it's an interesting thing, and Mayor, I want you to speak to this. You know, with Warren Harding, for whatever it is, we're proud of him, but he does rank at the bottom of some lists, and there was some scandal involved in his presidency. We didn't have that with Mary Ellen. Never.
No, we didn't. And let me just say, in regard to presidents at the bottom of the list, I hope there's a new bottom of the list coming very soon.
I think there is.
But not to get political on Mary Ellen's birthday, mind you. We're here to celebrate her legacy.
I skipped over the debate earlier just because of this.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't recall of one. And she would handle herself with such grace and dignity every time, even if somebody tried to bring something up. And that was what was so great about her, is how she would handle any situation that she was in.
How did you avoid it, Mary Ellen? So many politicians, for some reason or another, get tangled up in something not so great that sticks with them forever. Even the president from here obviously had that problem. How did you avoid all that?
Well, I had moments, you know, things happened, and you have to really be on top of it. That's the important thing, is to get it right in the beginning before it grows into something horrible. But we had things happen, but I don't know. I guess I was just lucky.
For people out there listening, male or female, what advice would you give to somebody who wanted to run for public office?
Well, I would say if they really wanted to run, they should do it, because we need good people in office more than we ever have. I mean, we really need to have people running for positions. The fact that some of the people running this year don't have anybody running against them and they've been arrested is a terrible thing to have happen. And we've got to stay on the look for keeping people interested in politics. It's so easy to get discouraged because of what's going on, but we have to protect our country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mayor, we talked about this with Dr. Arusi earlier on, but being a former school teacher, to have schools in this area named after Mary Ellen while she's still here with us, that's never happened in the area, and also first name for a woman in Marion County. When that was going on, what did you think?
Well, I think it was a great honor that the schools paid to Mary Ellen, that she was able to still be here with us today to see that honor. And that's really great. You talk about philosophies. You know, there's an old saying that came out of Watergate, the cover-up is what gets you. So that's why you tell mm-hmm. it all, you tell it first, and you tell it yourself. Mm-hmm. That way nobody else can define that scandal mm-hmm. or that situation for you. I was having coffee just the other day, and we were talking about political philosophies, and Mary Ellen will certainly recognize the name of the person I had coffee with. It was Greg Haas. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about mm-hmm. the importance of having a good, solid political foundation and your philosophy if you are going to be a candidate. Nothing surprises me nowadays. And you got to mm-hmm. be prepared for everything. But you also have to remember that you serve the people. And it's not mm-hmm. just a 35% of the voting public, but you serve everybody once you're elected.
Well, and I want to say this, is being a member of the media, no matter what was going on, there was never a time, and this is the absolute truth, this is not just, you know, celebration talk here. If I called Mary Ellen, you got Mary Ellen. even if she wasn't in the office, whoever you talked to, if you left your name and you left your phone number, even if you said you were a media outlet, and we're not always fun to talk to in the middle of those bad moments, she called back. She always called back, and she was always on the record with whatever she said, and we appreciate that. Mary Ellen, we've got one more surprise caller coming this morning before we end this 2 hours. Who is it, Mary Ellen? You're going to find out in a moment.
Okay.
This is a gentleman I know you know very, very well. He is, well, he was the Attorney General here in Ohio, Solicitor General, the first Director of Consumer Financial Protection. You were his treasurer when he ran for governor. Rich Cordray joins us via telephone. Rich, you're on with Mary Ellen.
Happy birthday, Mary Ellen. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, Rich. So good to hear from you. How are you doing?
I'm good. My problem this morning was somehow, Scott, I missed the email where you said you were moving this to Thursday. So I was still thinking it was tomorrow. But in any event,
you made it.
I'm doing fine, Mary Ellen.
Well, I'm so glad you called.
You know, Rich,
how has the morning been?
It's been exciting. They're surprising me with all these things that I didn't know were going to happen. I had no idea.
Well, some people like surprises and some people don't, but I think you're one who's always been very flexible to your surroundings.
These are good surprises, so that's good.
Yeah.
Rich, let me ask you here. You chose Mary Ellen to be the treasurer of your campaign when you ran for governor back in 2018. How did you make that decision?
Well, Mary Ellen has tremendous credibility with Ohioans and nationally, and she's somebody I've always respected, looked up to. This goes back to when I first was elected a county treasurer in 2002. And I knew that Mary Ellen, who I had encountered when I was in the legislature and was just starting out in politics, had been a county treasurer, state treasurer, and U.S. treasurer. And I was hoping to serve as treasurer and then maybe get a chance to be elected state treasurer. That was my ambition at the time. And so I thought nobody better to have as a mentor than Mary Ellen Withrow.
Absolutely. You know, Rich, tell us about her place in politics for women. This is a big deal. Started in 1969. Certainly wasn't easy for women back in those days.
Yes. Look, Mary Ellen has always been a trailblazer. She's always been somebody who is respected in her community. She's always been a leader. I don't know. You and I haven't talked to Mary Ellen specifically about the barriers that you sought to break down, and I don't know that you saw them as barriers. You just thought that there was an opportunity to serve your community. I think it was on the school board to begin with, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, and it just went from there, from one thing to another. People gravitated to your leadership. You saw that there were problems to solve and challenges to face, and you were willing to face them. And from there, I think you just stepped from one thing to another and found at every level you were able to have that success. And again, you set a great example for many others. I mean, Michelle Pearson, who worked with me and was your, I think, successor as treasurer in Marion County, and many, many others were inspired by your leadership. I remember, Mary Ellen, and you probably won't remember this because it was just a detail in your day at the time, but I was working for then Attorney General Lee Fisher, and he asked me to represent him at a weekend event where all four of the state office holders other than the governor were being represented. This was around the time of Senator Bob Packwood from Oregon and the revelations about his diary. And all of us went to this event to talk about our different offices, and I'm sure my talk was probably sort of boring. And you came in, and the first thing you said to the group was, I think it was township officials, was, "Dear diary," and you had worked up a few stories that just had everybody in stitches, and everybody enjoyed it thoroughly. And I think in several of the stories, there was a little moral and a lesson for people, but not very heavy-handed, just with a light touch, and it was a great lesson for me as to how you can reach an audience through their sense of humor. And it's stuck with me ever since. It's been probably 30 years since that occasion.
Mm. Hey, Rich, what is the legacy of Mary Ellen Withrow? What's the legacy going to be 100 years from now? There are schools named after her. We certainly know all the positions she did. First woman on Elgin School Board. What are we going to be talking about in 100? Are they going to be talking about in 100 years? Yeah.
Well, I think we will be talking with some surprise that there was a time when it was not a given that there were women in leadership positions in public life and in politics in particular. And again, Mary Ellen, in a very matter-of-fact way, blazed that trail, but let's face it, it was not a common thing in that era. It was not something that people expected or people were used to, but we have gotten more used to it since. We will have a woman president in the foreseeable future, and these changes that now will seem commonplace to us, and it'll be astonishing to people 100 years from now to think that there was ever a time that that was not the norm. These things have happened because of people like Mary Ellen, who refused to take no for an answer, who refused to accept the sort of barriers of her day, and showed us that those barriers were silly, should not have been there in the first place, and all they did was shut out half of our population, half of our talent, from rising to some of the most important positions in our society. And I'm glad that we have been moving through and knocking down those barriers. But again, it's special people like Mary Ellen Withrow who have done it and led the way for many women, and people like my daughter, who now feels that she doesn't really think of the fact that there are any difficulties in her way to doing whatever she wants to do in life. And that's the way it should be, especially in the United States of America.
Mm. Well, I tell you, it wouldn't be a celebration for Mary Ellen Withrow without Rich Cordray. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
My pleasure. And again, happy birthday, Mary Ellen.
Thank you, Rich. So good to hear from you.
All right. You too. And to Norm.
Rich Cordray, a very, very, very nice gentleman. Now, we have about 10 minutes left in the show, and I want you to stay in the room here because we're going to, I'm going to ask everybody in a moment that question. What's Mary Ellen's legacy? In 100 years, in Marion and beyond, what's the legacy of this lady who sits before us today, whose birthday is tomorrow, a seminal birthday? But I want to get, because Glenn is the only other person here. Glenn Coble, come on in here. I want you to share your memories of Mary Ellen. And then we're going to go around the room here and get everybody's thoughts. You can share the mic with me here, Glenn.
I'm trying to stay away from the crowd.
I understand. I know. We're going to be. The governor will be here soon. I know.
I'd hate to be the guy that gave Mary Ellen.
Oh yeah.
Well, I it's new to me. Mary Ellen is new to me because I didn't know her until I started working at this radio station. I had met her a few times, but she has been so and. Everybody that's on this, on the other end of this microphone knows that I'm a pretty staunch Democrat, and she's kind of inspired me to go ahead and keep on going. And I love her. I love being around you, Mary Ellen.
Oh, thank you. That's such a nice thing to say.
I'm going to start with you, Glenn, and then what we're going to do, we are going to get everybody here who was here today. We're going to get a picture with the cake so people out there in radio land can see what the cake looked like and who was here today. But 100 years from now, Glenn, what do you think the legacy of Mary Ellen Withrow is?
I agree with Rich. I really think that her legacy will be knocking down walls as a woman. And we never needed those stupid walls. And I'm glad to see it. I'm proud of her. I'm proud to know her.
Absolutely. Linda, what do you think? Legacy.
Is that one?
Okay.
Mary Ellen was on my show last Tuesday, and we talked about taking first steps. And she was the woman who took first steps for women in our area, Marion, Ohio. And not only that, the state of Ohio and around the world. So it's like she paved the way for women to stand up and be brave enough to take both steps, you know, like even myself on the radio and being in the ministry, is it empowers women to think that, well, I can do a little more than just go to work. And like when I was coming up, my mother did housework for white people and things like that, you know, and you're looking at, is that my legacy? Is that only how far I will be able to go? But when I saw her take my friend, Charlotte Hunt, along with her from here, Marion, Ohio, to Columbus, Ohio, and then Mary Ellen went on to D.C., I admired that, and it strengthened me and a lot of women.
Absolutely. Jeff, what's the legacy? What are we going to be talking about in 100 years?
I never really got to know her until she started coming on here. You invited me to a couple of get-togethers with her. Is there anybody in this country that is any sharper than her at the age of, tomorrow it'll be official.
Yeah.
But
I can't think of a word.
But just the honesty, I guess. She called me years ago. She had an open house there at Primrose, and I came down. She kind of gave me a one-on-one tour of her collection and memorabilia and so forth, and it's like, wow, this really is impressive. And as you said, anytime you wanted to call, you just gave her a call. I never really needed to give her a call. I interviewed her a couple of times on the air, but not that much. But it really wasn't until she was on here and you invited me to a couple of get-togethers that I got to know her. But she's got quite a legacy, and one men and women can look up to her and be very proud.
Absolutely. Dr. Ronna Russi, superintendent of the Marion City Schools.
Well, I'm really a history teacher before anything else, and so I taught history and government in 1994, ironically at Warren G. Harding High School over in Warren, Ohio, but I remember having a conversation with our current events students about you being the first woman treasurer for the United States. So that it's just really an honor for me to actually meet you and be in your presence. My wife is also a history teacher, and she was thrilled to meet you back in December that evening. And, really, when you think about that and history and how we teach our kids, I think your legacy for Marion, at least every student that comes through Marion City Schools, will recognize the name of Mary Ellen Withrow because we have schools named after you. And so hopefully that, our teachers will continue to talk about, the trailblazing that you've done throughout your career. But I think that's a legacy that's going to live longer than 100 years here at Marion.
Long, long time. And I think it's important to mention again, first woman on Elgin School Board, county, state, and national treasurer, schools named after her in this area, Guinness Book of World Records for signing more money than anybody else, all these things. Mary Ellen Withrow. Mayor, what do you think?
Well, well said by everybody, first of all. I agree with everything that has been said, but I think it's incumbent upon us that are here today that we carry the history forward to the next generation, to our children, so our children can carry it on, the legacy of what Mary Ellen Withrow has done, and we've talked about all those things today. It's an honor for me to always be in her presence. It was an honor for me to work for her, and I will always keep this picture in the mayor's office as long as I'm in there. So thank you, Mary Ellen.
Now, before we go out and take this picture and before we wrap up this morning, and we are going to give Mary Ellen the final word here, we want to thank everybody who was a part of this, everybody in this room who you just heard of, and the Collins, Norma Jacob, Kate McLeese, Rich Cordray, Dennis Kucinich, Francis, and Governor Strickland for calling in this morning. It was a lot of fun. And what I want to say is that Mary Ellen, when she came back to Marion, it's interesting because there is no pretense to the woman. The most humble woman you will ever meet. We have went to the Stewart's root beer stand opening and did a remote. We have done game shows where Mary Ellen came in and sat next to Buckeye Guy in the full regalia. Just anything I ever asked her to do, she did. She showed up for. It didn't matter. It didn't have to be an interview. It didn't have to be a political discussion. It could be a game show. It could be Stewart's root beer opening. It was was midget football things. So many things. Mary Ellen showed up, and she always has shown up. And I'll tell you, it's an interesting coincidence that her name is associated with treasurer, because there is nobody who's a bigger treasure than Mary Ellen Withrow. And it's just, it's wonderful that you're a walking landmark, and that's no joke. It's no joke at all. Mary Ellen, final word here on your birthday celebration.
Well, I tell you, Scott, you have, I had no idea you were doing all this today. You have really had so many fun things. Whenever you had something going on, I knew it was always going to be fun. And who could have more fun, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's why I like to do things with you, and you're such a good interviewer. I've been interviewed by so many people, but you're the best.
Oh.
Yes, you really are the best interviewer I think I ever had. You can take it however... I mean, you can compare it to a lot of people, and you come out on top.
I hope nobody sends this to Connie Chung. She won't be very happy to hear that, Mary Ellen.
You know, that was a long time ago, and it had its moments. But, yeah, it did have its moments, yeah.
Well, it's always fun to be with Mary Ellen, and I do want to say this. We have spent Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day together, and it's always fun. Mary Ellen is always fun, and I think that... that says a lot about somebody. That says a lot about their character. Never took herself too serious, but boy, what she did. And we say it for women, and I think it really is important to say it, but it helped a lot of men as well. What she did for women is uncomparable. The bar will never be lowered again because of what you did, and what a pleasure it is just to get to know you, and I think everybody in this room echoes that.
Thank you so much.
So one big happy birthday, Etsy. We'll sign off the program this morning.
Happy birthday,
Mary Ellen. All right, Glenn Coble coming up in 10 minutes.
Okay. GH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-25495. Webpage